Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav. Today we're going to be talking a lot about Kiddush HaChodesh and the Sod HaIbur. So we're going to begin the discussion that we already started yesterday about whether we are Ma'aber Chodesh Adar, whether Chodesh Adar has 29 days or 30 days, or whether there's no rule at all in terms of how many days it has to have. We just play it by ear each and every time how many days Chodesh Adar has. So we started to discuss yesterday about Adar Sheni. What about Adar Rishon? And the Gemara is going to try to understand the need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh of Nisan in light of the different opinions of whether Adar has a set amount of days. Because if Adar has a set amount of days, it's a little bit difficult to understand why we would allow people to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh of Nisan. We know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. The Gemara is also going to give two different reasons to be Ma'aber Elul and the Nafkamina between them, meaning there might be specific reason that in spite of what's actually happening in the sky, where we want to be Ma'aber Elul, in order to, for some sort of tikkun olam type of issue, and we're going to go through the nafkaminas between those two issues. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we manipulate Rosh Chodesh in order to accommodate a need, and or that's only by the Shana, that's only that we add an extra month to the year to accommodate a need, or do we even do that by the months, that we make sure that it's a 30-day month, not a 29-day month, in order to accommodate a need. And the Gemara says that maybe there's a difference between manipulating the month by elongating it by one day versus manipulating it by shortening it by one day, in terms of what we're willing to do in order to accommodate a need. On Amud Beis, Shmuel is going to proclaim his own expertise in Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Gemara is going to challenge his expertise by raising different issues and statements that were stated with regard to Sod HaIbur, and asking Shmuel, do you know much about this stuff? Do you know what we're talking about? And we're going to have several statements that relate to Sod HaIbur, and we're going to do our best to try to explain what those statements mean with relation to Sod HaIbur. So we are holding about 12 lines before the end of the page, 15 lines before the end of the page on Daf Yud Hasamud Beis. We are at Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. So Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over Eidus in the name of the Kala Kadisha di Yerushalayim, the Holy Congregation of Yerushalayim. There we have our Daf Yomi coincidence of the day on Yom Yerushalayim. So we start out with being made B'Shem Kala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. That may be the last thing I fully understand in today's Daf. So let's Al Shnei Adarim Shemekachin Osam B'Yomi Burehen. That on both Chodesh Adars, both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, that were Mekadish them on the day of the Ibur, meaning on the day, the extra day, on day 30, which is the day that's either going to be the first day of the following month, or the last day of the previous month, we are Mekadish the Chodesh on that day to make it the first day of the following month, which means that the previous month was 29 days. So Lememra, and that means to tell us, this is not a Lememra, it's not a Bitmiya, this is Benichusa, Lememra, the Chaserin Avdinan, Malay, and La Avdinan, that when it comes to the two Chodesh Adars, we make them both Chaser, we don't make them Malay. Both Chodesh Adars have to be 29 days. La Fuke, Middarsh of Nachem Bar Chisla, and this is against Rav Nachem Bar Chisla Darshin, which was that Heid Rabbi Simai, Mishum Chagai Zachari Malachi, Al Shnei Adarim, Sheim Ratzula Sosin Shnei Malay and Osin, that they held that if you want to make both Adars 30-day months, long months, so good, you're allowed to do that. Shneim chaserin osin, you want to make both Adars shorter months, 29-day months, that's fine as well. Echad malei ve'echad chaser osin, and if you want to work it out, that it's going to be one of the months is going to be 30 days, and the other one's going to be 29 days, so that's within the possibility as well, we're allowed to do that as well. Ve'kacha yinog in begola, and that was the minog in gola. Mishum Rabbeinu amru, and they said in the name of Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu is Rav, li'olam echad malei ve'echad chaser, ad she'ivad lach shuhuk v'rosh chodesh bezmano, that we generally assume that one is going to be malei and the other one is going to be chaser, unless we know that Rosh Chodesh was hukva bezmano. Rashi explains hukva Rosh Chodesh bezmano, ad she'amru lach haba'im me'eretz Yisrael, kichu bezin Rosh Chodesh adar sheni biyom lamid, lada rishon, vasvas rishon chaser. Unless they tell us that bezin is mekadesh the Adar Sheni on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, meaning that they made Adar Rishon Chaser. Unless we know that for sure, we don't necessarily assume that. We assume that one of them is Malay and one of them is Chaser until we have further information that arrives from Eretz Yisrael. Shalchel Marukva Adar Asamach L'Nisan Li'olam Chasar. They sent a message to Marukva that the Adar that precedes Nisan is always going to be Chasar. So even though there are two Adars, and one of them could be Malay, one of them could be Chasar, the first one is assumed to be Malay, but the one that's right before Nisan, that always has to be Chasar. So Masar Rav Nachman Al Shnei Chadashim Mechal Nes HaShabbos Al Nisan Val Tishrei. So Rav Nachman says, well, wait a second. We learned that we're Mechal Shabbos to have Edom arrive in Yerushalayim to be Mekadish the Chodesh of Nisan and Tishrei in particular. That these are the 2 months that we allow for Chil Shabbos in order to get the Eidos in on time. As Rashi points out, Mechalinas Shabbos, Edom Sharos Halavana Bechidusha, the Edom who actually saw the new moon, Mechalinas Shabbos, Latzeis Chutz L'Tchum Lavol LeBeizdin Lahei Lefrein. What kind of Chil Shabbos do they need to do? Well, they are traveling beyond the Tchum. They're allowed to travel outside the Tchum in order to get the Beizdin to be made in Beizdin. And the reason these 2 months in particular we allow Chil Shabbos in order to be Mekadish these 2 months is because Nisan and Tishrei determine all of the different Yom Tovim on the Jewish calendar. In Tishrei we have Yom Kippur and we have Sukkot. In Nisan we have obviously Pesach, but Pesach determines when Shavuos is, so this determines all the Yom Tovim. Because Salka Daita Chilul Deshar Rachmanim Mishum Dekviyas Yarcha Lefi Riyas Alvanahu Im Malei Malei Im Chaser Chaser. And the assumption that we're working with is that we allow this Chil Shabbos because the establishing of the month is based on what the seeing of the moon, and therefore it's going to be critical edus to determine the Yom Tovim. So I Amri Pishlama. So says Gemara, 2 lines on the bottom. I Amri Pishlama Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser Mishamachim Echalinan. If we have the possibility of it being a Chodesh Malei and the possibility of it being a Chodesh Chaser, so I understand why we need them to be Mechal Shabbos. If they saw the new moon on the 30th day and they don't come and they testify, so Bezin is not going to be Mekadish Chodesh the next day, and a month that should have been a 29 day month Bezin is going to treat like a 30 day month, and they're going to, everything's going to be off by a day. But if we already know in advance how many days the Adar is going to have, the Adar before Nisan is always 29 days, so even if Edom don't come to tell us that they saw the new moon, we're going to be Mekadish day 30 anyways, Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't make a difference. So then why do we need them to be Mechal the Shabbos in order to be Mekadish the Chodesh? It shouldn't be necessary. We're going to be Mekadish the Chodesh without them, and the Yom Tovim are going to be on the right days anyway. So answer Gemara, Mishum de Mitzvah Lekadesh al Ri'ya. In Achinami, we will have the Yom Tovim correct, but there are two ways basically Mekadish the Chodesh. Basically Mekadish the Chodesh by making an executive decision to be Mekadish the Chodesh, or they can be Mekadish al Piyariya. And there's a mitzvah to dafka do it al Piyariya, to dafka do it based on Edim. So since there's a mitzvah to Kadish al Piyariya, we allow for Chil Shabbos in order to do that mitzvah. The Gemara could have asked the question that if it's Mishum mitzvah to Kadish al Piyariya, so why is it dafka in Chodesh Nisan and Tishrei that Mechal Shabbos, not the other months? I mean, if it has nothing to do with the Yom Tovim, it's just mitzvah to Kadish al Piyariya, so it should have been for every month. Every month is the same mitzvah, Lekadesh al Piyariya. So the Ritva points out, Enochinami, the Gemara could have asked this question, but the Gemara is going to ask a better question from the mission itself. So we're going to see that there's other kashas to ask. But if this line doesn't make sense, the Ritva says, it's not because you're not thinking straight. The line really doesn't. The Gemara could have challenged this right away, that if it's mitzvah Lekadesh al Piyariya, then we would not have singled out these 2 months. Ikada Amri. Others have a different version as follows. The Amar of Nachman Afan and Nami Tanina Al Shnei Chadashim Mechal and Shabbos Al Nisan Ve'Al Tishrei. That we learned that you can only be Mechal Shabbos, the Edom can only be Mechal Shabbos for 2 months, for the months of Nisan and for the months of Tishrei. Iyam Bishlam Liolam Chaser. So I understand very well the way the Gemara is saying it now. I understand very well if it's always going to be Chaser Mishum Hachim Mechalina the Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al Ri'iyah. I understand why you're being Mechal Shabbos, being Mechal Shabbos because you know what day you're going to make Rosh Chodesh, but you're not supposed to just do it by knowing. You're supposed to be Mekadesh al Piyariya and get Edom in there. So you need to get your Edom so that we allow the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos. Because if they're not Mechal Shabbos, we're going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh without Edom, and that's bad. Eliyam Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser. But if you hold that sometimes it could be Malei and sometimes it could be Chaser, Amay Mechalina Na'abreya Idna V'nikta Shelamachar. Why is it worth being Mechal Shabbos? Let Beis Din just be Ma'abre the Chodesh right right now, and then the next day you'll have Edom, and there'll be Mekadesh the Chodesh with the next day. So why is it necessary to be Mechal Shabbos now if you could just be Mekadesh, just push everything off by a day, because there's no, it's not set in stone that it has to be 29 days, so let it be 30 days, be Ma'aber, and then let the Edom come later. So it says Gemara, Ida Ikla Yom Shloshim Shabbos Hachinami. If day 30 was on Shabbos and they saw the new moon on Shabbos on day 30, so you're right, they'd just be ma'abar the month, and we would not allow for Chil Shabbos in order to accommodate that. Hacha b'mayaskin and de'ikla yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. The mitzvah l'kadish al ri'iyah. Over here we're talking about when we say that we're mechal Shabbos, the Edom are mechal Shabbos, that's when day 31 is on Shabbos, and the Chodesh did not appear on day 30, it only appeared on day 31 is the new moon. So day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. So if the Edom are not come, do not get to Beis Din to be Mekadesh right now on this day, so then Beis Din is going to have to be Mekadesh without Edom. So because there you can't have a month that's longer than 30 days, the month can't extend any further. So if day 31 is on Shabbos, that's when we need the Edom to get there. Meaning, if there's no, the way this version has it is that if there's no flexibility in terms of the Kiddush HaChodesh, how long the month is going to be. So I understand we need Edom to get there because there's no flexibility. They're either going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh with Edom or without Edom, but it's going to happen today. But if there is some flexibility, so then let Beis Din be flexible. Let Beis Din add an extra day, and you're not going to have the problem. They're not being Mekadesh the Chodesh al pi Edom. But that if day 31 is on Shabbos, so then you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos because day 31 you're going to have to be Mekadesh it anyway. So Masar Rav Kana Kesham. So Rav Kana says that Rav Kana asked based on a Mishnah that the Mishnah is going to say that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, were Mechal Shabbos not just for Nisan and Tishrei, Mechal Shabbos for all the different months of the year, in order to know when to bring the proper karbanos, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, to bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in the right Zman. So it's important for Beis Din to know when the real Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So midikulu lav mishum de mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah nisan v'tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah. So why is it that Mechal Shabbos? Apparently it's not based on the idea of mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah, that Beis Din doesn't want to just declare a new month. Apparently it's based on something else. If all the other months it's based on the idea of the karban, so nisan and tishrei is probably also based on the idea of the karban and not based on the mitzvah l'kadesh al pi ri'iyah. So yam pishlam zimnin maldev zimn chaser mishum achim mechalinan. So I understand very well if it can go either way. It could sometimes be a 29-day month, sometimes be a 30-day month, so we need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get those karbanos on the right day, in order to make sure we know when the right day is. But if Adar is always going to be 29 days, and it's not really negotiable, it's not something that could ever change, it's always going to be 29 days, well then we're back to the question of my Mechal Linan. Why do we allow being Mechal Shabbos, being Mekadesh the Chodesh of Nisan? We know exactly when the Chodesh of Nisan is. And don't tell me it's being Mekadesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah, because we see clearly that has nothing to do with being Mekadesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah, because we said that it's that we do all the months because of the Karban, not about being Mekadesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah. Says Mar Tiyufta. So that's a major question, and we don't have an answer to that question. So period. Kiyasu Ula Amar Evrua La Elul. When Ula came, he reported that they were Ma'aber Chodesh Elul, that they made Elul a 30-day month. Amar Ula Yadi Chavrin Bavloi Mai Tivusa Avdinin Ba'adayu. And Ula said, the Babylonians know what a great chesed the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael did by being Ma'aber Elul, meaning they dafka manipulated that Elul should have an extra day, because we needed that extra day, and it was a great favor to the Bnei Bavel. So why is it a great favor to the Bnei Bavel? In what way did it benefit the Bnei Bavel? Gemara has two possibilities. Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. Ula says because it helps with the vegetables. How does it help with the vegetables? So Rashi explains. Lahafrid Shabbos V'Yom Tov Zemizeh Kedesh Lo Yichmoshu Yirakos HaNecholos K'shein Chayin B'Shabbos Shachar Yom Tov V'Yom Tov Shachar Shabbos. That if you pick vegetables and you have Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back to each other, by the time you eat the vegetables on the second of the back to back days, it's going to be all withered. So in order to avoid having to eat withered vegetables, they die dafka were ma'aber chodesh elul, in order that that there should be a day in between Shabbos and Yantif. So you could pick new vegetables for Shabbos or new vegetables for Yantif, depending which one comes first. So that is the great chesed that we do with the Bnei Bavel by being ma'aber elul. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina amar mishumesaya. He says, no, the chesed is a real chesed shalemes. It's a chesed that we're doing for the sake of the mason. Why is it for the sake of the mason? As Rashi explains, lahafrid Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim zemizeh. We need to make sure that Shabbos and Yom Kippur don't come out in back-to-back days. Why? Shalo yasriach meis sheyamos be'achar mehen she'erishon v'lo yikaber lo ayom v'lo l'machar. Because what's going to happen if Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, let's say? So someone's going to die right at the beginning of Shabbos. They're not going to be able to bury him all Shabbos. They're not going to be able to bury him all Sunday because it's Yom Kippur. So that's a long time for a mace to be left out in a hot climate, and that's Shami Yasriach. We're afraid that the body's going to start to decompose and to rot, and that's obviously not a good thing. So in order to do this chesed with the Bnei Bavel, to make sure that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are not on back-to-back days, they were Ma'aber El. So that was the great chesed that they did. So Frak the Gemara, Mai Benayu, what's enough to mean, whether it's Mishum Yarka or Mishum Mesaya. Now in the Gemara Masech HaSukkah, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, it says that we're Ma'aber Chodesh for another reason also, in order that Shvi Shal Sukkis should not fall out on Shabbos, in order not to be Docha the Mitzvahs Arava, because if Shvi Shal Sukkis falls out on Shabbos, we can't do the Mitzvahs Arava on Shabbos. So that's not mentioned in our Gemara, because in the days of the Tanaim, they weren't so medakte, they weren't so careful about Yom Arava at all. That was something that was in the days of the Amorayim that they were more concerned about, about Shabbos and Yom Arava. The Ran writes, so we pass like Rav Acha bar Chanina that were ma'avrin only mishum esaya and not mishum yarka, and that's why lo adu rosh, so that Yom Kippur will not fall out on Friday or Sunday, and that Yom Shvi Shal Sukkis will not fall out on Shabbos because of Arava Shalo Tidcha, that we are concerned about Arava, but it's already covered in the concerns about Yom Kippur. So anyway, my benai, what's enough kamina, whether it's Mishum the Yerakos or Mishum the Mesim? So it says Gemara, Ika benayu Yom HaKippur Meshachal Dios Achar Shabbos. Enough kamina is going to be Yom Kippur that falls out after Shabbos. Meaning, if the concern is that on the second of the 2 days you're not going to have good vegetables, well in Yom Kippur you don't really need good vegetables because you can't eat. But if it's a concern about leaving people unburied for 2 consecutive days, that's going to be a concern. So the one that's worried about decomposing dead bodies, so then will be ma'aber the chodesh in order to avoid the possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Sunday. But if the concern is about the vegetables, you don't need vegetables on Yom Kippur. When are you going to need them? You need them the night of Motzai Yom Kippur. Well, Lord, to Taruch Umaisi, so the night of Motzai Yom Kippur, you go out of your way and you'll go, you'll bring vegetables. But ask the Gemara, but wait a second, why isn't the one that's concerned about the vegetables also concerned about the mason? Is that not a significant enough concern that bodies are going to be decomposing? Why isn't he concerned about the mason? Shouldn't that be enough reason to be ma'aber el? I mean, granted, Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, you're not worried about the vegetables. Shouldn't you be ma'aber el to avoid Yom Kippur falling on Sunday anyway for the dead bodies? Ela ikibinai, so it must be that must not be enough kamina between them. Enough kamina that we just said is not a correct enough kamina, because ain't no chinami. Everyone's going to agree that you need to avoid having bodies decompose over the course of 2 days. Ela Ika Benai, the nafkamina between them is Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos Bein Milafanel Bein Milachreah. Not when it's Yom Kippur. Do we need to be Ma'aber the Chodesh in order to avoid Yom Tov being the day before or the day after Shabbos? Mandi Amar Mishum Yerkaya Ma'avinan, the one that's concerned about the vegetables, yes, we are concerned about this, and therefore we need to avoid Yom Tov falling out on Friday or on Sunday, so that we won't have 2 days in a row where you're going to then have to worry about the vegetables. Mandi Amar Mishum Messiah, Efshaba Amami. But the one that's concerned about the Messiah, the one that's concerned about the dead bodies left unburied, no, you don't have to worry about that, because on Yom Tov you could bury Ali Day Amin. On Yom Tov Rishon, we said that you're allowed to bury by having non-Jews bury the dead. So you're not going to have to worry about decomposing bodies. Now, why isn't the one who's concerned about the dead bodies, why doesn't he think that in order to avoid Yanta falling on Friday or Yanta falling on Sunday, why doesn't he think that's enough of a reason to be Ma'aber Elul? Because he knows the vegetables is not such a big deal, because you can give them some life again by putting them in some hot water, and it will give them some moisture again, and the vegetables will be fine. So you don't have to worry so much about vegetables. Dead bodies, that's a much bigger concern. So it says Gemara, but wait, we started this whole conversation by saying, look what a great favor we're doing to the Bnei Bavel, that the Bnei Bavel are going to benefit from us being Ma'aber El. Why is this only a benefit to the Bnei Bavel and not a benefit to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? The Bnei Eretz Yisrael also have dead people sometimes. Bnei Eretz Yisrael also eat vegetables. So why is this only a favor to the Bnei Bavel? L'didon chavilon alma, l'ditu lo chavilu alma. Apparently, the heat could be oppressive during the months of Tishrei and Nisan in Bavel, but not quite as bad in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the heat is not as bad, and therefore the body's not going to decompose as quickly, and the vegetables are not going to wither and rot as quickly. Now, apparently, in our Gemara, we do see clearly that they were Ma'aber Elul when there was a need to, from Mishum Esayah, Mishum Yerkaya, different opinions, but they were Ma'aber Elul. So if Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Wednesday or Friday, there would be Ma'aber Elul. So in order to make the Yom Tov fall out properly. So how could it be the Gemara just said in yesterday's daf that Mimos Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu Elul Ma'ubar, that from the days of Ezra and on they never ever had Elul be a Ma'ubar? They never had to do it for Mishum Yerkaya, Mishum Esayah? Didn't those reasons come up? So the Rishonim asked this kasha, really the Achronim asked this kasha. Chaznish suggests that maybe Enochinami, it could be that it was Mu'ubar because of that Sarach, but you never find El Mu'ubar because of lack of Eidim on the first of the 2 days. Meaning Enochinami, they would make adjustments against what the Eidim said, and against what the reality was, against when they knew that the new moon was. But when we say that we don't find that El was Mu'ubar, Mimos Ezra Ve'elach meant it never had to be based on a lack of Eidim on day 30. So says Gemar Eini, Vatani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Bar Shmuel teach us? Yachol k'shem shema abrinus hashana l'tzorech, kach ma'abrinus hachodesh l'tzorech. One might have thought that just like we're ma'abr hashana in order to accommodate certain needs, so too we're ma'abr the chodesh in order to accommodate certain needs. Tamal lomar, hachodesh zalacham rosh chodashim, kazer re'ev kadesh. That's why we have a pasuk that tells us, no, kazer re'ev kadesh, that you have to see, you can only be mekadesh the chodesh based on what you see, based on the new moon, and no adjustments can be made. So this is a major question. We just got through this whole conversation saying, what kinds of needs would we be willing to make adjustments to be ma'aber the chodesh of Elul? But here we have a beferish drasha, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel quotes, that there's no kinds of needs that could allow adjusting a chodesh. We allow adjusting a year by adding a month to the year based on certain needs, but certainly no kinds of needs are going to allow adjusting a chodesh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava lo kasha. Kan la abro, kan la kacho. It depends. It depends what we're talking about. Are we talking about making what should have been a 29-day month into a 30-day month? Or are we talking about making what should have been a 30-day month into a 29-day month? To be ma'aber, to make a chasr into a malay, that's mutter. To add an extra day is mutter. To be mekadish yom shloshim, when the moon is not yet there, and if you'd wait the next day, then the moon would be there, and it's going to cause Shabbos Yom Kippur to be samuch, so that's not a tzorah that we're willing to be mekadesh early for. V'hachi kamer, and this is what he meant to say, yachal k'shem shema abri nesa shana ve'esa chodesh l'tzarech. You might think that just like we're ma'abr the shana and we are ma'abr the chodesh for a need, meaning the assumption is that yes, we are ma'abr chodesh when there's a tzarech, you might think kach mekadesh nesa chodesh l'tzarech. That's what Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying. You might think we could also be mekadesh the chodesh early in order to accommodate a need. Tamalomar chodesh alechem kazer rei v'kadesh. That's what the drasha is telling me, that no, we do not adjust Rosh Chodesh based on the need. V'chiyadam Rabbi Shur ben Levi, ma'imin al eidim al chodesh nir bizmano li abro, ve'im ma'imin al eidim al chodesh lo nir bizmano li kadcho. And this is what Rabbi Shur ben Levi taught. that we will intimidate the Edom, we'll scare the Edom, we'll frighten the Edom about a chodesh that's near a bismano, to be ma'aber that chodesh, to make sure it's a 30-day month and not a 29-day month. But what we will not do is we will not intimidate Edom about a chodesh that's not near a bismano, to be makadesh it early. We're not going to intimidate Edom into doing that. This whole idea of intimidating Edom is pretty startling, no? That we're going to take Edom, what are we ma'ayim them for? Them on a chodesh near bismano la'abro. We're going to tell Edom who saw something, and we're going to tell them you didn't see what you saw. We're going to scare them into saying that they didn't see what they saw. So how much sheker do we allow in Beis Din? Is this something that's permissible in general? So there's if you take this idea that you're allowed to create this false pretense to whatever Beis Din wants to do. So you could, how broadly can you apply this when Beis Din wants to accomplish something? There's a tshuva, for example, in the Torah Lishma in Siman Shinayin Aleph, was asked about a girl who had brothers and her father died and she wanted a piece of the Yerusha, but it's against the Dinei Torah to give her a piece of the Yerusha. So she wanted to go to secular court. She went to secular court to sue the brothers because in secular law she was entitled to a piece of the Yerusha. And the shaila that was asked to the Torah Lishma is, can we forge a will from the father? The father's already dead. Can we make a will from the father that says that all the money goes to his sons so that they won't be mevatel the dinei Torah of giving the daughter b'makom, giving the bas b'makom ben? Are you allowed to do such thing? The Torah Lishma says, well, there is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf that if we need to do something for a tzorech, and what kind of tzorech is this already? Your kaya, mesaya. This is for dinei Torah to be lahakim degel haTorah. So to be lahakim degel haTorah, then maybe it's a kalv. Chomer, you should be allowed to be mekadesh the chod. You should be allowed to make the whole thing under a false zeuf, under a forged star. He says they anything that's for tikkun olam in order not to be motzi laz and the har achar ma'aseh bezin. So it's not a concern of sheker. So certainly and that's considered mipnei shalom. So certainly for this you're allowed to do mipnei shalom. But then he says that's in theory. In practice, obviously you can't do it because there's at least a small likely you're going to get caught, and then it's going to be a terrible Chilul Hashem, so it's never worth it, it's not going to be worth it in the end of the day. But that's if you take this Gemara, that's the road you head down. If you take this Gemara, if we take this Gemara at face value, the Rambam understands this Gemara entirely differently, though. Now we're not ma'ayim the edim stam by telling them to lie. We don't tell them to say that they didn't see something that they saw, or that they saw something that they didn't see. That's not edus. Meaning, basically wanted to do that, just don't accept the edim. Don't listen to what kind of game is this? You're going to bring the edim in and then tell them what to say. So that doesn't make any sense. So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, you have to do that because you have to give the confidence to the people that it was done al pi edim, that Beis Din is not just calling the shots, that it was done, even though Beis Din really is calling the shots, but at least people should see that it's done al pi edim. But the Rambam says differently. The Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh Parag Gimel says that we're never ma'ayim the edim to say sheker, and to say that they saw the levana that they didn't see, or they didn't see the levana that they did see. Rather, what happens is Beis Din sits there all day 30, and edim don't come. And so Beis Din is ma'abr the chodesh because Edom didn't come on day 30, so they declared day 31 to be Rosh Chodesh. Then 4 or 5 days later, Edom from a faraway place come, and they're made that they saw the chodesh bismano on day 30. So even if they come b'sof ha'chodesh, so ma'ayim aleim iyum gadol umatrif mosam b'she'elos umatrichin aleim b'bedikos umedaktikin beidus. And the Rambam just describes we make it very difficult for them to say the reidus. We ask all sorts of questions. Beis Din could just make it challenging for them. They could ask questions that they won't know the answers to, and just throw out the edus based on their not knowing the answers to these. Because once we've already, it's already been established that and the word has gotten out already that it was that we were ma'abre the chodesh. So then to go back on it a week later and say, oh, just kidding, we're not ma'abre the chodesh. So that's going to be something that we really want to avoid having to do. So that's what it means. Ma'aymin ha'edim, says Rambam. Doesn't mean that we tell the edim to say something that's sheker. It means that we question them very, very strongly to the point where that it's going to be almost impossible to actually give the proper edus. So anyway, it says Gemara, Eni v'ashalach le'Rav Yudin Nesiel le'Rabbi Ami, hava yadin shekol yomav shel Rabbi Yochanan ha'yim l'amdenu, ma'imin al edim al chodesh shelo nir b'zmano l'kadsho, afapli shelo ra'uhu yom ra'inu. This doesn't sound like the Rambam, this line. That that Rabbi Yochanan used to teach us to be ma'ayim the edim on a chodesh that was not near Bismano, to be makadesh that chodesh, that even though edim didn't see it, they would have to, you'd be ma'ayim them, you'd scare them into saying that they did see it. So this is a question, because what did we say? First, we had a stira that Rabbi Shmuel said that you might think that you could adjust the chodesh in order. You might think you could adjust the chodesh for its tzorech. That's why Pasuk says you're not allowed to adjust the chodesh for its tzorech. Yet we had this whole discussion about adjusting Elul for its tzorech. So we distinguish between lekadsho and laabro. That for its tzorech we're willing to do to be ma'aber, but not to be makadesh. But over here you see that Rabbi Yochanan says even to be makadesh we're going to be ma'ayim the edim. So you see that the tzorech we are going to be ma'ayim the edim. So Amar Abayi lo kasha habenisim v'tishrei habishar yarchei. So Abayi says no, it's not a stira. There's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei versus all the other months. So Rashi says that in Nisan and Tishrei, where the Moados Hatali in Nisan and Tishrei, we're Makadish the Litzorech, and we're Ma'ayim the Edim to say that they saw the Levana when we want them to have said that they saw it. But by other months, we're not going to be Makadish Litzorech unless they saw the Levana. We're only going to be Ma'aber Litzorech. Tosa says that Yesh Mefarshim Ibcha, but that's all Tosa says. He says V'yesh Mefarshim Ibcha. That yes, there's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei versus all the other months of the year, but the difference is the opposite. So the Rishonim explained that Shita, that in this Nisan and Tishrei we're not going to be Mekadosh L'Tzorech, we're only going to be Mekadosh L'Piriyah, because it's Legabe Nisan that the Pasuk says Kazer Re'e V'Kadesh. So since these are the Rosh and Iker HaKiddush, we need to make sure that these are being Mekadosh, we're being Mekadosh these months properly, more so than the other months, because this the month of Nisan is the context within which we learn Kiddush HaChodesh, and the idea is that Tishrei and Nisan, because they're so critical, they need to be done right. Because they're so critical, they need to be done dafka al piedim. But by the other months, where you need to be ma'abr them, so that you don't have less than 4 months that are mubarim in a given year, or you need to be mekadish them because you don't want to have more than 8 months that are mubar in a year. So then we're ma'im in the edim. We intimidate the edim for whichever ones we want, but that's the two deus in terms of which way we go Nisan and Tishrei versus the rest of the year. Rest of the months. Rava Amar Hadatari Rav Bar Shmuel Achirim Hi. Rava says no, this is a machlokas. That which Rav Bar Shmuel says that we're not allowed to adjust months based on factors, based on accommodating different factors, that's the shita of Acherim. Detanya Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, El Dal Yom Bilvan. The Acherim hold that if you want to know what day of the week Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on next year, so just go 4 days ahead from the day of the week that it fell out on this year, meaning if it fell out on Monday this year, so next year it's going to be on Friday, because it's always set in the calendar that there are going to be 6 months that are 29 days, 6 months that are 30 days. So if you do the math, it will always come out to be a 4 day differential in terms of the day of the week. And if you happen to have a 13th month in the year, so then it will be a 5 day differential, because we have a 29 day month Adar Beis that we add into the Cheshbon. But that's it. That's the whole differential. We know what the differential is going to be, because there are always exactly 6 months that are Mu'ubar and 6 months that are Chaser. So you're always going to have it that way. So that's what Rabbi Bar Shmuel was assuming when he said that we're not going to adjust based on the tzorech, because it's set in stone already. Rav Dim Ben Arda Masni Yipcha. Rav Dim Ben Arda learned the other way. Ma'ayim al eidim al chodesh shalonir bizman al kadsho ve'im ma'ayim al eidim al chodesh nir bizman al avro. That if we're going to intimidate eidim, it's going to be mekadesh a month a day early, not to delay the month. My time. Why? What's the reason for that? Hai mechzi kashikra, hai lo mechzi kashikra. If everyone saw the new moon bismano on the 30th day, and we don't have edus that we're ma'ayim the edim to add an extra day and to not make that day Rosh Chodesh, everyone's going to realize that something's fishy, because a bunch of people saw in the sky that there was a new moon. How come it's not Rosh Chodesh? So everyone's going to realize Beis Din is up to something. So Beis Din doesn't want to do that, because that's going to look very bad. But if it wasn't actually Rosh Chodesh, people didn't see the new moon, so people who didn't see something aren't going to assume that something's fishy. Just because I didn't see it, it doesn't mean it wasn't there. It could be that other people were able to see it. Maybe there were clouds, maybe it was foggy, whatever. I didn't see it. But that doesn't mean that it didn't exist. So to be Ma'im the Edim, we're not going to be Ma'im the Edim. We will be Ma'im the Edim to say that something was there when something was not there, because that's not going to be this Chil Hashem, or this terrible Bizayon to Beis Din, where it's going to be so obviously Mechzi Keshikra. Good. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel makes a confident statement. He says, Yechilnu L'tkune L'kula Gola. I can be Mesakein the entire Golas, meaning I can make up a calendar where you're never going to have to worry about anything, and you'll always just follow my calendar forever and ever throughout all our years in Golas, and we'll know exactly when all the Yom Tovim are. That's how great of an expert I am in the calendar. So Amar Le Abba Avod Rabbi Simloi L'Shmuel. So Abba Avod Rabbi Simloi says to Shmuel, Yad Amar Hai Milsa D'Tanya B'Sodi Ibur. Do you know the comment that was made with relation to the Soda Ibor, Nolad Kodom Chatzos or Nolad Acher Chatzos? Apparently there were certain statements about the Soda Ibor that were specifically said in a cryptic manner. So he said, do you know what this means? This cryptic statement of Nolad Kodom Chatzos or Nolad Acher Chatzos, this remez in the Soda Ibor that's written cryptically? Amrlei lo. Shmuel says, no, I don't know what that's referring to. So Amrlei midahalo yadamar, ikamili achronasad. So, well, if you don't know that, there are probably other things that you don't know either. Meaning, apparently, not knowing what that remez is about, that itself would not necessarily possible Shmuel's calendar. But it's just an overall lack of confidence in Shmuel's general expertise in the area. If you don't know about that part of Soda Ibor, who knows what else you don't know? And therefore, we can't rely on your calendar to determine all the dates in Galus. Ki Salik Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira had a number of comments about Soda Ibor that he taught us. A second major statement, in addition to the first one, which we have not yet explained about Kodom Chatzos Le'Acher Chatzos. Second major statement Rabbi Zeira says is that you need the Laila V'Yom Min HaChodesh, that the Jewish days go after the nights. So if the nighttime was not yet Rosh Chodesh, then the daytime can't be Rosh Chodesh either. They both have to be in the same month. Well, of course they both have to be in the same month, the nighttime and the daytime. No, the point is, Rashi explains, that if the old moon was still visible the night before, then you cannot declare the next day Rosh Chodesh. Even if you want to declare the next day Rosh Chodesh, you think you saw the new moon the next day, you cannot declare the next day Rosh Chodesh if you saw the old moon. So the Rashi raises the question, of course you can't, because as Rashi says, the Gemara is about to say that for 24 hours in between the old moon and the new moon, there is no moon visible. So if the moon was visible last night, then the old moon was visible last night, the new moon is certainly not going to be visible today. So of course we can't declare today Rosh Chodesh. No one's going to see the new moon today, because it's got to go 24 hours where no one could see it, where the light of the sun is blocking too much, you're not going to be able to see the moon. So says Gemara, Itzrich l'mandir ma'ayim min al-eidim al-chodesh shalo nir b'zman al-kadsho. Well, if you assume that we're ma'ayim eidim, that we intimidate eidim to say that they saw a new moon when they in fact didn't see a new moon, that's why we need this statement that even though sometimes we will intimidate Edom and we'll make today Rosh Chodesh, even though it's not really Rosh Chodesh, we can't do that if last night the old moon was still visible. Because if the old moon is still visible in part of the day, then you cannot make any other part of that day Rosh Chodesh for the next month. You can't even do it through intimidation of Edom. Obviously you can't do it al piriyah, because there's not going to be a new moon visible, but you can't even do it through intimidation of the Edom. Vizu shamar abba avod rabbi simloi mechashvin es toldaso. And that which Abba Avod Rab Simloi said, meaning he's the one that said that Nolad Kodom Chatzos, Nolad Chatzos, what does that mean? It means that you have to look at the Molad Alavana to figure out whether it's possible that people saw the moon that day. Nolad Kodom Chatzos, Biyadua, Shanira Samuch Lishkiyas Hachama. If the Molad Alavana happened before Chatzos, then you know that it happened, that the moon will be visible right after Shkiyas HaChama. Meaning, there needs to be 6 hours between the time of the Molad and the time that the moon will be visible. But the moon's not going to be visible once the sun is already past the horizon. So once the moon is past the horizon, so there's that 6 hour window. So if the Molad Halvana happened before Chatzos, so then you will be able to see the new moon right after Shkiyas HaChama, because it's more than 6 hours after the Molad Halvana. You need a 6 hour differential, so it's more than 6 hours after the Chatzos Hayom is midway through the day. 6 hours later in Shos Manios is Shkiyas HaChama, so you will be able to see the new moon that night, because you did have more than 6 hours in between the Molad Halvana and being able to see the moon. But lo nolad kodem chatzos, if the Molad Halvana did not happen before chatzos in your location, biyadua shlo nira samach l'shkiyas hachama, then you're not going to be able to see it right after shkia, because you haven't had 6 hours pass yet, so you're not going to be able to see it. Meaning, when the sun and the moon are too closely aligned, you're not able to see the new moon. You need six hours differential in order for the sun and the moon to disalign from each other, because the rotation does not go in the same pace. So the sun and the moon are going to become less aligned over the course of 6 hours, where you'll then be able to see the moon. But you'll only be able to see the moon right after Shkiyas HaChama if you've had 6 hours since the Molad Halvana, since they were perfectly aligned. So the Mayn Nafka Mina, well, okay, I mean, we'll look in the sky. If we see the moon, we see the moon. If we don't see the moon, we don't see the moon. So the Mayn Nafka Mina, whether if the Molad Halvana happened before Chatzos or after Chatzos, what's the Nafka Mina? So Ravashi Lachush Hisadi. Nafka Mina is to know when Edom are lying. If Edom say, oh yeah, we saw the moon right after Shkia, we saw it a minute after Shkia, we were able to see the moon. Well, if we know that the Molad Halvana didn't happen until 20 minutes after Chatzos, well, then we know the Edom are lying, because they couldn't see the moon until at least 6 hours after the Molad Halvana. So that's the whole reason it's important to know these things. Amar Bezer, Amar Nachman, Chav Dal Shoy Mechasi Sierra. Rabbi Zera taught us, as part of the Soda Ibor, that for 24 hours you don't see the moon. Meaning 24 hours in between the last moon and the new moon, where the sun and the moon are too closely aligned to be able to see the moon. L'didon shismei atika v'tamni srei mechadita. For us, it's in the Bnei Bavel, it's for 6 hours of the old moon and 18 hours of the new moon, we can't see anything. L'didhu shismei chadita. For the Bnei Yisrael, it's 6 hours of the new moon v'timni srei mechadita, and 18 hours of the old moon that we're not going to be able to see anything. L'may nafkamina, and again, why is this important to know which hours we're not able to see the moon? So, Ravashi l'chush esadi. Again, the point is to be able to know when Edom are lying. That if Edom say that they saw a new moon within 24 hours of the old moon, so then we're going to be able to tell them that we know that they're lying. Now, there is a discussion in Poskim when the latest time to do Kiddush Levana is, the bracha on the moon. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis says that the Zman of Kiddush Levana is Ad Shetamali Pigimasa, until the moon becomes full. Once it becomes full and it starts to shrink, it starts to get smaller halfway through the month, so then it's no longer we can no longer do Kiddush Levana. It's Machlok Samroim, actually, whether it means halfway through the month or it means less than that, whether it's Ad Shiva Yamim B'chodesh or Shisha Asur Yam B'chodesh, 16 days into the month. So the Beis Yosef and Tav Chavav Kotsun Maril, that even if you say 16 days into the month, which is what we paskin like, that you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana up until 16 days into the month, 16 days is Lav Dafka. It means that up until halfway through the month, halfway from the Molad Halvana. And a month is 29 days, 12 hours in Tafshin Sadi Gimel Chalakim, so you have to split that time in half. Half, exactly half that time is the time you could still say Kiddush Levana. That's what the Ramah paskins, that we're only Mevarich the Levana up until half of that time. But the L'chol Adeos, the Gemara, when it says 16 days, doesn't mean including the 16th day. Meaning at the very most, at the latest, it's going to be the 15th day of the month, not going to be the 16th day of the month. But the Knesset HaGedolah quotes many Rishonim that hold that no, that maybe the Gemara really means the 16th day of the month. And you could still be Mekadesh the Levana, you could still be still be mevarich l'levana on the 16th day of the month. So the Chasam Sofer tries to be miyashiv. How could that possibly be? Meaning, once the levana starts to be mismayit, how could you say atche tamali pigimasa? How does that fit the words atche tamali pigimasa? Atche tamali pigimasa means while it's still getting bigger, not while it's getting smaller. So Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva explains that maybe it's based on our Gemara. That in our Gemara we learn that the beginning of the chiddush halavana is only recognized after 18 hours, and for the Eretz Yisrael, it's not even that clear. And therefore, b'mi'uta shalavana also, maybe it takes some time. Granted, we know that scientifically, halfway through the 29 days, 12 hours, tafshin sadi gimel chalakim, it's already starting to be mismayit. But maybe we don't notice that until 18 hours later, meaning the difference is not going to be noticeable to us until later on. Just like we have in our Gemara when it comes to the beginning of the month, maybe the same is true in the middle of the month. That's what the Chasam Sofer wants to suggest. Can discuss if it was cloudy the whole month and you're past the halfway point, but you're still within that shita of the Knesset HaGadolah. Can you be so mech on that shita of the Knesset HaGadolah? So on the one hand, you want to say Savik Brachas LaHakel. On the other hand, the Shuvah's Heshav Moshe says, yes, Savik Brachas LaHakel, but kol bracha that any bracha that has a kviyus and there's a tsar with the bittel of the kviyus, maybe we're not going to say Savik Brachas LaHakel, maybe we'll be machmir on such a bracha. Amar Mar, Tzorek Shei, Lailiv Yom HaChodesh Minolan. So he said that you need Lailiv Yom HaChodesh. Where do we get that from? That it has to be the same month, the night, the previous night, and that day. Rabbi Yochanan Me'erev Adarev. Pasuk says Me'erev Adarev when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. Rish Lakish Amar Ad Yom HaEchad V'Ashem L'Chodesh Ba'erev. When it talks about matzah, my benayu. So what's the nafkamina between them? Abay Yomer Mashmas Dorshenika benayu. Nafkamina between them is just which pasuk you want to use, but they're not really arguing. Rava Amar Chatzos Laili Ika benayu. Rava says no. The nafkamina between them is the first half of the night. If you're learning it from Yom Kippur. We start observing Yom Kippur right away at the beginning of the night. But if we're learning it from the mitzvah of matzah changes at Chatzos HaLaila on the first night of Pesach, because you have the chiyuv through the first half of the first night of Pesach. After that, it's only a reshus. So maybe the cheshmer should go from Chatzos, and if the old moon still appeared in the first half of the night, the next day could still be Rosh Chodesh, according to the opinion that learns it out from matzah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Reb Zera Amar Nachman tomorrow.